Hello, welcome to HeartShift Radio. This is podcast number 10 in our second season, and I am, of course, Marcy Newman, your HeartShift coach and your host for today. Today's podcast is actually about an experience that I've had recently that got me thinking about the connection between loving kindness and peace. What do you think they have to do with each other? And I've titled this podcast, When the Dominoes Are Perfectly Aligned. So I just want to share this story with you. The other day, I was riding a tram here in Melbourne, and I was on my way into the city to meet a friend for dinner. And it was a really hot day. If any of you have ever been in Australia in the summer, you know it is hot. And even at 6 o'clock in the evening, there was still very little relief. So needless to say, the seats that are closest to the open windows are at a real premium. And what often happens though, and just as it did on this day, it doesn't take very long for the tram to fill up with people getting out of work and heading home, or to the city, of course, to meet friends, as I was doing. And when that happens, whether you're near an open window or not, it can get stifling. And so people tend to stay in one spot and try their hardest not to move and exert any energy whatsoever. I'm sure you're getting the picture. However, on this one particular day, just as the tram was filling up, we stopped at a designated stop, and there were two young women standing there holding very large suitcases. And one of the women approached the tram driver to inquire if his tram would take them to their designated meeting place with their friends. As she approached the tram, we who were sitting in the front saw that she had a very noticeable limp, as one of her legs was really quite underdeveloped. The driver, of course, noticed too. And so instead of making her climb up the steps to speak with him, he immediately opened the door to his little cubby, his little control center, and he walked down the steps to her. And we could all hear the discussion, which became quite lengthy as he was describing to these two visitors what their options were for transportation. He said his goodbyes and he re-entered his control room. However, before starting the tram once again, he opened his door and he went down the stairs once more to speak with them and asking them for more detailed questions about where they needed to go. Now, as I told you, we're all listening to this, right? And all the while it's taking place, I'm watching a woman sitting across from me, shaking her head no, back and forth, which I interpreted as her being very unhappy at the delay that this was causing. And it was causing quite a delay. And she seemed irritated, for sure. She looked up at me, probably felt me looking at her, and I smiled at her with a very understanding smile. And I noticed that she had her phone in her hand and started to text, and what I assumed was probably communication to someone she was meeting. She was typing and scrolling and very intent on her little screen. So the driver came back, got to the top of the stairs, and then he turned to the girls and he said, "You know what? Come here. I'm going to take you as far as I can get you, as close as possible to where you need to be." He then reached for the first suitcase to help the girl, and suddenly, three others, including myself, hopped off the tram to do the same with the other girl. And we ushered them onto the tram, securing the suitcases, of course, and then we gave them our seats so that they could be right up front and he could speak with them or they could see where the tram was going. The woman, who I thought was irritated, suddenly says to the driver, "I think I have found a really good route for them to take that will get them there in time." Then there were two others who chimed in, and they said that they had found some other options as well. So the driver and these other interested parties conferred and made a decision on the route that should be taken and shared it with the girls, giving them complete details, where to get off the tram, where to walk to the next stop, how to pick up the bus, all of this. And as these people are describing to them step by step what they needed to do, you could just watch this disbelief come across their faces. Who were all these people reaching out to help them? And I could see they were just staring at each other like, this is amazing. And as each person who left the tram wished them safe and happy journeys, I started to laugh. And I said to the girls, now you know how precious you are. Also across the aisle was a very elderly woman with a cane. And when she heard me say that, she looked up and smiled at me. And I smiled back in a way that told her, I knew she understood the true meaning of those words. And we exchanged one of those glances. I'm sure you've had them before. So when she stood up at the next stop to get off, she turned to me. And she smiled again and she said, yes, you are. And at that moment, I have to tell you, I felt this deep, deep sense of peace move through me. It was a peace founded in the connection that I felt with all of those strangers that surrounded me. And as I looked around, purposefully meeting the eyes of everyone in our little enclave, I realized that we were all smiling at each other. And I couldn't help but think about the power of that domino effect, of how just a little loving kindness from our tram operator changed so much for each of us. We were all like those dominoes that are perfectly aligned, one just falling into the other and creating this pattern of true connection. One little push with the finger, and we all touched the hearts of the one next to us. And I have to say that we all were a little giddy from this game as well. Because not only did it give each of us an opportunity to shine our own hearts with our own little dose of loving kindness, but I have to say, that tram ride, it may have been the ride of a lifetime too, because I think we all really learned something that day. What did we learn? We learned that we have a choice at any given moment to either expand and extend that love that's already within us, or to withdraw, withhold it, and maybe even reject it. And what I can tell you is that every tram ride since then, I've had a completely different feeling. And I'm pretty sure that the others that were involved that day are probably looking at their tram rides with very similar eyes. I've found that every time I get on the tram, I'm looking for another way that I can extend some loving kindness to another person. And that's just what I want to share with you. So I guess my question to each of you is, what might you experience if you played a little loving kindness game too? And you know, dominoes come in all shapes and sizes. But when they're all aligned, the result is the same. So I'm wishing you a wonderful day. And of course, I'm sending you many hugs and heart shifts. And I would love to hear your comments and maybe even just some thoughts. And if you have stories to share, it would be fantastic if you would share it with us. We all need to remind ourselves that this love is already within us, and in truth, it's just looking for some place to land. And so when we go out into our day or our night with the intention to find that place, the game changes. Wishing you all well, and I'm so much looking forward to hearing from you. Bye-bye.